The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, BTC, The Cleft of the Rock Foundation, The Fidelity Bank Bahamas, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I know if you are where I am, it's overcast and threatening to rain. It's still a beautiful day. I can tell you one thing, plants need that water. I have a banana tree in my yard that has it's years old and has not produced one single butter banana, and so I got some information from somebody who told me bananas trees love water. They have to have lots of water. I even saw something that said, if you know, you can feed banana trees anything, any scraps you have, any or leftover food, just put it around the banana tree. They love that. Anyways, I certainly gave it a lot of water. I looked at the other day and I finally see a huge flower bud for the banana tree, which means bananas should be coming. So we'll see how that works out. So the rainwater is good for it. If you want to give us a call today at all, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So I do want to speak to you about a couple of things today. It is not unusual to criticize politicians. And having been one myself, I know that that's par for the course. You're going to get criticized. You're going to get criticized from people who support you, and you certainly are going to get criticized from people who don't support you. Generally speaking, you're just going to get criticized. So you could be popular today, has nothing to do with how you're going to be tomorrow. You could be popular in the morning, and by afternoon, you could be unpopular when you are in politics. So criticism is just part of the standard offering for politicians. But there are times when politicians can be truly commended for the work that they do, and that happens too. People do commend politicians for their work. So it isn't true that politicians are only criticized. It isn't true that everyone criticizes them. It is true that they also get commendations. And I want today to commend the Minister of Economic Affairs, Mr. Michael Halkidis. I really do. I'm reading an article by Mr. Halkidis that was written by Travis Cartwright Carroll, in which he says the country is not out of the woods yet. He went on to say in that same article that you have to be cautiously optimistic. He says we are not in any stretch out of the woods. He said in the last 2 years, our debt went up by $2 billion from approximately 64% of GDP in 2019, up over 100% to now about the mid-90s. He says what that means is, listen to this now. Listen to this, Mr. Halkidis, Minister, I want to commend you for providing sobriety and clarity and directness to the Bahamian public about the realities of things. This is what he said. What that means is we have to continue to grow our economy. Absolutely. He says, protect the revenue. Absolutely. And listen to what he says and watch our spending, because we have to get that number back down. He says, so yes, indications are good, but this is no time to become complacent. Listen, sir, you are speaking like a minister of finance, cognizant of the realities of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, should speak. And I commend you. Commend you. Spot on. Dead right. Dead right about the priorities that must be before us in trying to navigate these tenuous spaces we have. I spoke about it yesterday, did I not? Did I not? Grow the economy, protect your revenue, contain your spending. That's what he said. No complacency. And that's really something. He says, our job is to make sure that we get back to those levels in the 50s. Our goal is to get toward 50% by 2030, 2031, so that in the event you have another catastrophe or another event, you'll be in a position to respond. So it is good news, but it's no reason to stop the work that you are doing. Excellent, 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 Minister. Excellent, right? Spot on, in my view. Spot on. The Government and Public Policy Institute did a growth, economic recovery and sustainable growth study for the government, provided the government with a model, an economic model, dynamic economic model, a computable one, that allows the government to run scenarios so the government could say, okay, what if we got investments of this order in these sectors, what would happen? And it would track what would happen with respect to any number of the economic metrics that we track in this country, whether it's current account, unemployment, inflation, poverty, etc. And so that came out of the growth study. I'm happy to hear that it is being employed by the government in its work of trying to manage the fiscal affairs of the country. But one of the things we did in that model was to look at what, if we continued on our current trajectory, when the country could get back to a debt to GDP ratio of around 50% or so. And that model said it could not be done by 2030. That you'd have to, you would get to around 60% or thereabouts plus. All things remaining the same, right? No new hits on that kind of stuff. Just on what the government, and this would have been the Menace administration, folks. Just what the Menace administration had planned to do, you wouldn't get there by 2030. You'd certainly get further from the 90%, nearer to the 50%, but you wouldn't get there. But if the government did other things, if we got some investments in some of the other sectors of the economy other than tourism, or if you got some significant new injections in tourism, if you made some investments in alternative energy and cut your fuel dependency and these kinds of things, then you could get there sooner, for sure. And so the aim is to get back to that 50%+ range, and that is a range in which you then develop some fiscal gap, as we call it, and that's what the minister is talking about, where if something happens, you have room to borrow because you're not hard up against that 100% debt to GDP ratio. But I commend the minister. I commend him. And he is the representative of his government, speaking for his government. And so I commend the government for this at least this wording. If the behavior and the action follows the wording, I just say it's a wonderful thing to both hear and to see if that's what we're doing. There's nothing I could argue about the need for the three things the minister talked about. Grow this economy. That's not normally you don't even hear ministers of finance even say that. You hear them like to talk about the things they could control, the fiscal policy, the monetary policy, which isn't under their control, but you know, it's the central banks. So those are things the government can control, but the economy depends on other things. But he's right that you lead your improvements with the growth of the economy. You lead it with that. And then once you lead it with that and it feeds your revenue growth, you then want to ensure that the gains you get from the growth of your revenue because of the growth of the economy are not eaten up by an excessive expenditure because you feel so much richer now. And all of a sudden you're back to huge deficit spending and you're not pulling back that debt to GDP ratio that can be a stranglehold on your ability to do things when you really have to do it. So again, commendable, great fiscal policy, great fiscal policy objectives, quite appropriate, okay? So you can get mad with me if you want, because you say, oh, you're bigging up the PLP, okay? That's what you want to do, go right ahead. But I'm listening to the minister and I commend him for the focus. And we'll watch and see if the policy behavior is consistent with those objectives. Now, let me tell you, in the new budget that the government produced, spending containment was not a feature of it. Now, you can argue that the increase in spending was certainly below the projected increase in revenue, so that you will get a smaller deficit if everything works out. But the fact of the matter is, revenue is less certain in terms of predictability than is spending. And so it would be, some could argue, it would have been better to contain spending even more, because you could adjust that if, in fact, your revenue panned out as you did. But in any event, we'll keep watching and seeing how the minister's pronouncements are matched by the government's performance. And but he is to be commended for that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We were talking about comments made by the Minister of Economic Affairs, the Honorable Michael Alkitas, which he was very wisely cautioning us about how to see what has happened in the country in terms of fiscal revenue performance. And his caution was, listen, we're not out of the woods yet. We need to continue to grow our economy. We need to protect the revenue, and we need to watch our spending because we have to get the numbers back down. Now, that is what he's saying about the country. Do you know that if you are an individual who lives in this country, me and you, that we should follow the same advice? Yeah. What's that advice? Be cautious. Be optimistically cautious. Yeah, things are not as bad as they were in the pandemic. That's for sure. And anyone who tries to argue that it is just... It's just being contrary. That's really not true. We're much better off than we were in the pandemic. You want to talk about who's responsible for that? That's a debate we could have another time. But the fact of the matter is we're better off. So that people feel a little bit better about things, maybe even a lot better, fine. Be cautiously optimistic, though, because we're not out of the woods yet. Individually, personally, lots of us, lots of people, not out of the woods yet. What then do you do in light of that? Listen to what the minister says. Grow our economy. Grow your own personal economy. Find opportunities for enhancing your income. Find opportunities for making a couple dollars. Maybe there's some things hanging around your home you can sell that you can get a couple dollars for and put that money away. Maybe there's ways you can grow your own fruits and vegetables and save money from in the store that way. You know, so there are things you can do to protect your revenue. But most of all, if you're working, send to me, folk. If you're working, protecting your revenue means being as efficient and as effective on your job as you can be so that the value you have says to people, I might need to get rid of some people, but I sure ain't getting rid of them. Not them. Showing up on time. Putting in them hours and quality work and producing quality work and really adding value. Our customers rave about them. Our vendors rave about them. We don't want to get rid of that person. That's the last person. That's protecting your revenue. If you're an owner of a business, protecting your revenue means treating your customer like they really matter. Honestly matter. I'm not talking about nonsense. Some of y'all, listen to me, some of y'all owners, you are not paying attention because some of the customer service people are getting from some of your folk is awful and you don't know because you ain't around. And whoever you have managing the situation, they don't know because they're not around. Right? But dig in, pay closer attention. You don't want to be treating people like no slaves or treating them poorly and so forth and so forth. What you do want to do is require performance. Monitor for performance, train for performance, encourage and motivate for performance, and then assess for performance. That's really what you'd want to do because that protects your revenue. So as the minister says, grow your economy, find the opportunities to create new income, better income, but protect that income that you're making, doing whatever is appropriate to do that. And then, as he says, contain that spending, right? Because at this time, it may be desirable to do X, Y, and Z, but it may not be prudent to do X, Y, and Z. So rather than do X, Y, and Z, you take them monies, you put them away where it's safe, because what are you doing? You're creating room and cushion for difficult times. Right? Same guidance, same advice in personal ways that the key is suggesting must be followed by the country. All right. So I like it. I like the wording. I like the sentiments expressed. And so hopefully, as we said, performance will follow. We have a text here. Let me read that text. Text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Can you please tell us whether or not the Bahamas government has signed on to the WTO or the Free Trade Area of the Americas or both? Okay. Firstly, the government has not signed on to the WTO. World Trade Organization has not. Frankly, if you are going to join the WTO, it will not be within the next 5 years. Will not be. Will not be. For many logical reasons, will not be. I would be shocked, stunned, if the Bahamas joins the WTO in the next 10 years. Shocked and stunned. Not impossible, but shocked and stunned. Stunned. The Free Trade Area of the Americas is not even a discussion point anymore. Not on the table. No one talks about it. It's nothing. It's nothing. No one is interested, looking at, dealing with anything called the Free Trade Area of the Americas. Okay, so the answer to the question for both is no. As text says, these people just trying to, they say they're trying to piss you off. Say Barbados, who they say admire, been in the WTO forever and forever and forever. Every Caribbean country is in the WTO except the Bahamas, every single one. This text says, Mr. Lang, wow, we have come far as a country. We are now commending ministers for stating principles that I learned as a freshman in college while taking Econ 101. We have to do better than this as a country. If we think the utterance of lowering government spending is groundbreaking, we must do better. Wow. You take from my comment that I suggest it's groundbreaking. You know what though? I know this writer, and this is just you, okay? So I read your text, you got it in. I'm gonna leave it right there. Because that ain't weighed that much discussion for me. So yes, on the personal front and on the country front, all have to observe these very important principles, and once again, going to commend the minister for expressing it, because far too often these days, what we get is la-la talk, and we like to almost pretend like everything is hunky-dory and rosy and so forth and so forth. And no matter how the haters may hate on people's commendation of the right approaches and right tones to things, you keep taking the right approaches and the right tones, and you keep commending the right approaches and the right tone. That person just now sounds to me like somebody who would say to a child who picks up a right principle, well, that ain't nothing new. Why are you being commended for that nonsense, crap, utter nonsense? Nonsense. So I'm happy to hear us echoing these appropriate principles. And then when we move forward, insofar as the performance is concerned, we'll see how it transpires. Because as I yesterday, the Bahamas does not have a lot of room for error. And any significant external shock, any significant hurricane hit will be a massive blow to our economic and fiscal fortunes. And so we have to continuously gear up and strengthen ourselves for resilience, right? For me, that means, cash is king. Cash is king. So structuring the situation so, cash is king. Yeah, something happens, you can respond. Right? All these folks who talk about what they do in econ and what they don't know in econ, life is real. Show it in your behavior, show it in your actions, and do the right thing. You know, Jesus once said to his disciples, say, don't do what the Pharisees do. Do what they say, though. Imagine that. Jesus is saying, you see them there, they're hypocrites. But that notwithstanding, do what the hypocrites say. Just don't do what they do. So if people are giving you good advice, giving you right advice, even if it ain't advice that they follow, follow the advice anyways. Follow the advice anyways. This text says, Shivago, I keep hearing a lot about the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset and the Davos group of people. What is the World Economic Forum and this Great Reset and the Davos people? I don't understand what it's all about. Please help explain all of this. Surely will. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say, Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some groceries.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. The question was, what is the World Economic Forum? What is the Great Reset? And what is Davos? Let me start with Davos. It's a little town in Switzerland where the World Economic Forum holds its principal meeting. The World Economic Forum itself is a nonprofit organization that essentially has become like the place, the institution for gathering the world's most influential economic, political, cultural, and social giants for discussing matters of global importance. And they tend to basically catch the attention of movers and shakers. So when something is discussed at Davos or concluded at Davos, it can influence what happens in the world. And so basically the World Economic Forum is one big think tank trying to push for global change and transformation by engaging the top thinkers in the various dimensions of life through these meetings that they have, these conferences that they have in Davos, right? So you almost always hear about all these big names like Bill Clinton and all those show up at Davos to make presentations at Davos. And so that's what it is. And the Great Reset is really nothing more than an idea, a kind of initiative being pushed by the thinkers and the movers and shakers that interact with the World Economic Forum to really transform the global economic situation and the push for greater economic growth and prosperity across the globe. So, you know, following the pandemic and all these things that have set some real negative trajectories for countries, the idea is how do we reset toward growth and prosperity, and that's really what that's all about. So I hope that was helpful. I don't know why this person keeps texting about FDA, WTO, and whether we're doing so or not, because I think I answered that already. We have another text here, though, that says, Mr. Lang, you were right on the WTO as accession. I just finished an intro economics class and saw the benefits. It's true. What one doesn't know, we become fearful. I thank you, sir, for your advocacy. Thank you for texting. Okay. We have some other text here. Let me just say to all of you that BTC Business Introduction, Small Business Masterclass, Positioning Your Business for Success. Thursday, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Fusion Superplex. Connect with experts from business branding and media promotion to digital marketing and more. In this interactive in-person experience that BTC Business Innovation offers. Additionally, you can win a free one-on-one session with our industry experts. Tickets are $50 and booth space $100. Free breakfast and lunch will be provided. Call 47-SMALL, S-M-A-L-L, to book your seat today. That's BTC Business Introducing Innovation, a Small Business Masterclass, which allows you to position your business for success. September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Fusion Superplex. All right, so call today and do your booking. All right, this text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I am commending any politician or political party that promotes democracy, free, fair elections, protection of our borders, support in education and healthcare, and growth of the economy. Thank you. This text says, okay. This text says, as a former minister of state and just a common sense thinker, you gave the now minister of state kudos for making a common sense statement, and that text attacked you. You see how steep in politics and stupidity some people are? I can't see me running for office in this country amongst these small-minded and petty people. If they really knew politics, they would commend you for showing a bipartisan view and agreeing with the minister of state. We need to save when we have it and be prudent in our spending. Just a common sense statement. Absolutely. That was not a statement to oppose for opposing sake, as the texter wanted you to do. I don't know what the texter wanted me to do, but I do know that I hear from that texter from time to time, and it is not unusual for the texter to be contrary. I'm not suggesting he's being malicious, but it's not unusual to be contrary, right? Some people just adopt that kind of posture in life. That's just what it is. So no problems. All right. So again, I think that we ought to be. I'm going to get to something else at the end of on the other side of the break, and I don't quite want to start it just now. But again, in your own personal circumstances, exercise that level of prudence that says things may be stabilizing, even getting better, but I'm not going to be so enthusiastic that I forget that we are still in a difficult, tentative situation. Now, the government has to support what the minister has declared by its behavior. And we're reading in the papers now that the government has spent almost $11 million in travel. And so some people might say $11 million in travel, and that's within a year. $11 million in travel, that would be almost $1 million a month. Okay? Now, I don't know exactly how that compares to previous administrations. I really don't know. I do believe that I don't know that any administration I was in spent $11 million in the course of a year, but I can't say that, because what does that $11 million entail? Just ministerial travel, or is it travel for ministers and PSs and directors and public officers? Because they all travel about it. It's not as high profile. But there's conferences taking place, there are meetings taking place, tourism is doing stuff all the time. And so you can't just look at a number and go, oh my God, what in the world is that? You would want to get some breakdown as to what that means. Who is traveling? Who traveled? To what? For what? To what end? Right? And then get a sense of it. So, but if on the one hand the prime minister says you have to be frugal, and then on the other hand, the Minister of Economic Affairs says that you want to watch your spending, you have to be able to explain to people why a item, and travel is always going to get you in trouble. See, you got to remember now. The average soul just looks at you traveling to a place and think, oh, how sexy, oh, how wonderful, oh, you're living up in a hotel. And then if you got people taking photos and what have you themselves on the beach or in the hotel room or something like that, people think you're having a ball. So this is not new. Corporations, private corporations and entities and governments have always gotten trouble for this notion that that kind of travel is just sexy and you're living it up on me and so forth. So if you're going to express a view about frugality at the same time as trying to be disciplined in your spending, if you got an item like travel that people think is going to be abused, you're going to undermine your message. So you got to watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. When the members of Parliament went back to the House of Assembly today, as you heard in the news, they were met by people protesting the government's to amend the citizenship laws of the Bahamas by way of legislation and not referendum. I have a number of questions about this issue that I want to raise. Firstly, I'm wondering like what it is that the folks are protesting. That's what I'm wondering. It was not clear to me. Are they protesting any effort to provide equality between the Bahamian citizens, men and women, by way of legislation other than by referendum? Or are they protesting any effort to equalize the rights that Bahamian women have vis-a-vis Bahamian men? Oh, I'm not sure. Because they're different. If you are saying to me, I don't care under any circumstances, we shouldn't equalize this particular citizenship provision, or is it... we shouldn't allow these Bahamian children born to foreign nationals to have a more automatic right to citizenship, if that's what's going to be in the bill, because I haven't seen the bill. I don't know what's going to be. Or you're saying, so you protest that, or you're saying, no, the way you are going about doing this is not the way I think it should be done. If anything, come back to us as citizens through a referendum and ask us. But what is exactly being protested? I don't know. I'm asking. And I think it would be useful for the government and others to have that conversation with people, actually try to ascertain what is it that you object to precisely exactly, right? That'd be useful. And maybe some of them who were there could call us now, text us and say, yes, what we were protesting, so we could then know. The second thing is, on a very fundamental level, I'm asking this question. Are there citizens in the Bahamas who believe still that Bahamian men and Bahamian women should not have the same rights under the law, no matter what it is? I mean, like I'm asking you now, if you're sitting out there and you're listening to me, is there any circumstance in which you believe that Bahamian women and Bahamian men should not have the same rights under the law? Forget what the right is. I'm just saying that Bahamian men should have some rights that Bahamian women shouldn't have. The Bahamian women should have some rights that Bahamian men shouldn't have. Is there someone in the Bahamas who believes that today? I didn't know it was Lincoln Baines' group, but I do know that Ryan Pinder did say that they were bringing a law. I know that. What the law is, I know he said that for sure. I'm going to have something to say about that in a minute. But what I am asking is, and I'm just saying, like, is there a citizen in the Bahamas who is literally saying, and see, I don't want anybody mince words. I want you to be direct and say, listen, Shivago, I believe that there are some rights under the law a man should have, a Bahamian man should have, that a Bahamian woman should not. Don't send me no text if you're joking about it. Don't send me no text if you just want crack to hear yourself about it. That's not my interest today. I'm being deadly serious on this Wednesday. And I believe that there are rights that Bahamian women shouldn't have, that Bahamian men should have, or Bahamian men shouldn't have, the Bahamian women should have, and tell me why. If there is such a soul out from you, I'd love to hear you tell me. Of course I believe that. Of course I believe that. I'd love to hear you speak of it and tell me why. Why you think a Bahamian man should have this right under the law, but a Bahamian woman should not have that right. So let's take the clearest example we know, right? Today, a Bahamian man could marry a foreign woman. They could have a child outside of the Bahamas, and that child is automatically a Bahamian. So if a Bahamian man marries an American woman, they have a child in America, that child is automatically American, because once you're born on the American soil, you're American, and that child is also automatically a Bahamian. And because the child has dual citizenship, not by virtue of acquiring it through involuntary means, naturally, then the child does not have to give up either one of the citizenships. So a Bahamian man has that privilege. A Bahamian woman, only because she's a woman, no other reason, she is a woman, marries a foreign man, and they have a child outside the Bahamas, that child is not automatically a Bahamian. So let's give the same example. A Bahamian woman marries an American man, they have a child in America, the child is automatically an American. But the child is not automatically a Bahamian. Why? What's the difference? Only because this person happens to have been born with a womb. Same Bahamian citizen, or female, gets married. The foreign man, just like the man, had a child in foreign, same people. But what's the difference? In 2022, it's someone saying, because she was born with a womb. That's it. Because she was born with a womb, she can't have the same right as the Bahamian man. Let me tell you how it gets more insidious. So a Bahamian woman who is not married has a child with a foreign man. And the foreign man, and they have the child outside the Bahamas. And that child is a Bahamian. That child is a Bahamian and an American. Why? Because she ain't married. She have the child. They come together. They had sex. They fertilized the child. Child is born in foreign. But the woman, and we like to say, oh, child, they had that child outside of wedlock and the law is against that. But she got more privilege than the woman who got married. And we are saying in 2022, that's okay. I'm just asking. I'm asking. So Mr. Lang, about that high travel spending, y'all need to be fair to the Davis administration. Half of that is for the Minister of Foreign Affairs. I don't think so. It was, I didn't hear about too much travel about the minister yet. Hey, I mean, I know. I mean, I don't know. I'm asking this question. Somebody help me. Help me. Is it that we're saying that it's okay under any circumstance for a Bahamian man to have one right that a Bahamian woman doesn't have? And are we saying that it is a penalty for a Bahamian woman married to have no rights that a unmarried Bahamian woman should have? Is that okay? I'm just asking. This text, Bahamian should be able to pass citizenship to their children. However, if one party to that equation is an illegal person, no. We must encourage law and order, not lawlessness. First of all, my friend, come on, man. Come on, okay? We have to keep up. Keep up. This has nothing to do with lawlessness. Nothing to do with illegal person. Stop it. Stop trying to muddy this water. That has nothing to do with it. Nothing, 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 nothing to do with it. Nothing. Nothing to do with it. In fact, my friend, listen. If the Bahamian woman is married to the foreign man, they have the child in foreign. In foreign. They don't have the child in the Bahamas. They have it in foreign. What does that have to do with an illegal person? And the law, if you are not married and you have a child to an illegal person, the law doesn't say you can't pass the citizenship on if the person you had the child with is illegal. It doesn't say that. So don't muddy this. Don't try and muddy this water to try and get yourself some relief and reprieve. No. We're not doing that. It says not only because she is a married Bahamian female, the USA gives automatic citizenship because that was their law, not ours. No, you. Okay, let me slow down and follow it for you, bro. Let me slow down. We're not talking about the citizenship of the America that the person comes into. We're talking about the fact that this woman, Bahamian woman, married a foreign, an American man, has their child in America. The child is an American because of their laws, yes. But doggone it, your law says the child can't be a Bahamian when a married woman's child can be a Bahamian in the same circumstance. Why can we not see that? You know what? I understand. I understand what the problem was with the referendum. I understand what it was. I understand better. I'm not going to say what I understand, but I understand it better now. This text says the unmarried Bahamian woman can pass citizenship because we know that she is a Bahamian, was the thought. No, she is a Bahamian. So what? Because you're married, you don't know you're a Bahamian? The woman is a Bahamian? Seriously? Okay, so because you're unmarried, we know you are a Bahamian. But because you're married, we don't know you're a Bahamian? Really? Wow. Okay, once again, I think I understand now. I think I understand. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
You understand,
Hi,
but
go
you
ahead,
don't want
caller.
Say.
We're listening to you. Hi.
You don't want to say, but you understand.
No, I ain't gonna say. I'll be honest with you. I understand why you ain't gonna say. Yeah, because honestly, I think I might be too offensive to say what I want to
no,
say.
No, man. Listen.
Yeah. No. Okay, but you ain't gonna provoke me, man. I ain't gonna say it.
No, I'm only saying. I understand why you don't understand, but I'm not going to say why I think you don't understand. So you see how it goes.
Yeah.
But let me tell you how it is. I have no problem with my sister who's a Bahamian, and she has a child for a foreigner, and that child should have the right to have dual citizenship, period. And I don't see a problem. I don't have to be trying to figure out. My mom is a Bahamian, but guess what? I can't be one. But let me tell you what I would suggest men do, which is a smart thing to do, and which is a better thing to do. Marry an American. The minute you do that, you have access to at least $200,000 credit in any bank because you are an American. You can't get that here as a Bahamian. I don't know why they want with this Bahamian citizenship.
Where did you get that information from? Where you get that from?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. Not only do I not know it, I'm asking you, where did you get it from?
From a friend of mine who has done it.
No, my friend, listen to me. First of all, you got to show me that in the law of the United States of America, because it ain't so.
You can marry an American, and as an American, you have credit that you can get in America that you cannot get here if you marry a black or white Bahamian.
No, your credit is a matter of your credit worthiness, period.
But of course you're worthy, but what I'm saying is the level of credit you can get as an American, you can't get it as a Bahamian.
Okay, no problem.
But so this whole argument of trying to figure out being Bahamian, you can do better being an American.
But forget that, though, because I think that there muddies the water. Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you is, you help me with this. I'm saying that a Bahamian woman who does not marry a foreign man has a child with that foreign man abroad, a Bahamian.
It should be that way.
Okay, but a Bahamian woman who is married to a foreign man has a child aboard and can't become, that child don't become a Bahamian?
This child should also become a Bahamian, Toronto.
That's what I'm saying. Well, but our laws do not say that.
But that's what we can fix, all right?
Okay, all right, I got you, bro.
And Mari, tell all these Bahamian fellas who ain't got nothing to do, marry a rich American woman, never get in this Bahamas. That's all I'm saying.
They say they ain't got nothing to do?
There ain't nothing in the Bahamas for you, my brother. Thank you very much.
I don't believe that. I live in the Bahamas. I've gotten a lot out of this country. Not because I was a politician. Most of it I got outside of the being politician. I don't know about that. Let me wish Kay Saunders happy birthday from Superintendent Bannister, Kermit Saunders, the bishop, I believe, and the Saunders and all the Saunders, Russell and Pratt families, her friends Ernestine, Lilia, Melrika, and Kelly. Enjoy your day, Kay. All right, happy birthday. All right, let's see. We've got some more text here. Say, man, Mr. Lang, you hitting below the belt with this one today. I like it. Keep it coming and keep your excellent. Am I hitting below the belt? I thought I was avoiding it below the belt by keeping my tongue to myself on some stuff. This text says, I, Mr. Lang, these laws make absolutely no sense. So why won't this administration just change it? And why also previous administrations did not? Okay, you seem not to have been around, my friend, because we had a whole referendum trying to change this and it caused the Ingram administration to get booted out of office. Booted out. A whole referendum. They kick us in the butt and say, get from around. You're talking about equality between Bahamian women and Bahamian. So no, it's not true that an effort wasn't made. An effort was made to change it. This Texas, once a Bahamian man or woman have a child, married or single, anywhere in the world, they are Bahamian. We need to change our laws. I hear some people have this woman had a child, but we don't know if the man is the daddy, man, please. But some people are behind the times because in the States, about 8 women had kids. The DNA said she wasn't the mother and got locked up. Later, they found that they have a particular generic gene that causes her not to pass on her DNA. Their court cases were unique and sparked some serious court cases. Yeah, man, come on, man. In this day and age, you can't use that argument that people be using, but you ain't know who the child. Please, stop it. Texas, Mr. Lang, you have exercised political maturity in complimenting Mr. Halkidas for his fiscal prudence in managing our finances. As a financial analyst, I join you. Yes, but I didn't commend him for his fiscal prudence. I commended him for the comments he's made toward that end. And so that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Says, Shawnee Miller's child can never be Bahamian under the current law. I use this example because we like to claim to fame through her. It is so sad that people continue to defend this law. Wow. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Very telling. The text says, the unmarried foreign woman who said she married for a foreign man can lie and may have had the baby for a foreigner. We did not have DNA testing back then. Nonsense. First of all, you said the unmarried foreign woman who said she married for a foreign man. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about an unmarried foreign woman. We're talking about a Bahamian woman. All right? So get the stuff right. Get your facts right. Get at least your scenario right. This text says the unmarried Bahamian woman can pass citizenship because we know... Oh, we didn't talk about that. Y'all know... Y'all, some days I get excited, right? But, you know, I hope y'all see me trying very hard, right, to not go down roads that I may have gone down before and the way I comment on some things, right? But they do irritate me, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Some of the thinking. But, you know, that's where you are. That's where you are. And I'm saying that maybe we should try to better understand how people are coming at that, why they're coming at it that way, you know? Maybe we should. Says referendum was rejected because it was convoluted with all types of gender-related stuff and the politicians went to war. Need to make the law clear and concise as you just did. Actually, I hear you. And yes, the politics got mixed up. I mean, I don't even want to revisit the referendum. I don't want to go there. But I have an aspect of it in a little while, but I don't want to go there. Listen to me now. Think about this. So the referendum took place. Most people voted against the referendum. Are you saying to me that most people voted against the referendum because they did not understand what was being done? If you don't understand, that's why. They didn't understand that you were trying to give Bahamian women equal rights to Bahamian men and give Bahamian married women the same rights as Bahamian single women. That people didn't understand that. And so that's the reason why they did so and it wasn't clear. I am sorry. I do not yet buy that. I don't buy that. You know why? Because 90% of PLPs voted against the referendum. You think they didn't understand? They understand what was going to happen. You go to the, you Ingram, you go to the public with a referendum and they overwhelmingly support the referendum and then you go into an election a year later on. What you think was going to happen? You think the PLP was interested in the government having won a huge referendum going into an election? And that all them PLPs simply voted against the referendum because they didn't understand? They understood something. They understood what the implications of that was for the next general election. I think that was true. I think there were people who did not understand, that's for sure. But I don't think that was the reason. And I believe that we are dismissing the fact that there is an entrenched conviction in this country amongst a fair number of people, that men and women should not be equal, period. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Chivago Lang.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, everything cool. This is my role here. Someone correct me on that question the other day, too. Someone say Shawnee Miller children will never be Bahamian. No, someone correct me on that. Say if a children born in the Bahamas, the Constitution say they'll be Bahamian. It's only if a children born out of the Bahamas.
That's right. If they're born outside of the Bahamas, but were they born in the Bahamas?
So she ain't have no kids, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. But no, that's the question. You're right.
But then someone say their children will never be Bahamian.
No. It's if they're born outside the Bahamas. If they're born outside the Bahamas.
Yeah, outside of the Bahamas, yeah.
Is that fair? If she has the same children born outside the Bahamas and didn't get married, they would be Bahamians though.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I want to change too. I agree to change too. Yeah, because my girlfriend is Jamaican, so my children, are too outside or inside, I want to be Bahamian.
But you straight,
referendums, they use that as a political football.
Yeah, as a Bahamian man, you straight, man. See, you were born without a womb. You were born with a penis, so you straight.
Yeah. That's
how sophisticated we are in the Bahamas. We so sophisticated that we say you can have a right if you have a penis and born without a womb. That's what we're saying in the Bahamas today.
Yeah, because them referendums so expensive. And so I did say earlier and thing too, if the Rivers administration will look over it and get everything right and just change it. Because them referendums, like how you say, and then everyone all is muddy in the water, same sex, marriage, this, that. All type of words. Christy gone, vote yes inside, come outside and say vote no. So then you're right.
Yep, I agreed you're right, my friend. Yeah. It was quite a mix up.
All right, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. See
you
live.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
All right.
This text, I say, come on, Brother Lang. The opposition started telling people it was association. Oh, my God. This was fear mongering. Is that this new bill is a Haitian asylum bill? Speak plain. Yeah, the politics got involved. There's no question about that. And we could pretend and try to be politically correct with it. But the politics got right mixed up in that referendum. That's why I'm going to make some of the comments I'm going to make when we come back after this break. I have to. I'd be disingenuous to myself if I didn't. This text says, that's not true. If Shawnee have the baby in the Bahamas, that child is Bahamian. Only if she outside the country, the child have to apply at 18. You're right. That's absolutely the law. That's the way the law works. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
You're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Babe, you mashed.
Mashed the car. The lady run into me, mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, of the Royal Star Assurance app and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm is all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 77. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get all mixed up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Okay, class. Let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easy. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-431-659. You can text us at 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here, says, unmarried Bahamian man does not automatically pass citizenship to children born in the Bahamas to foreign mother. And that is true. And that is what makes the thing even more insidious. So Bahamian men went to the referendum voting against themselves, because they are discriminated against too. Because a Bahamian woman having that same child in the Bahamas to a foreign man, the child becomes a Bahamian. But not so for him. Ah, boy. Anyway, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good day, Comrade Lang.
How now, sir?
Good day, Comrade Lang.
How you doing?
I am wonderful. I am trying to understand why do our lawmakers make things so difficult. If you have a Bahamian woman, and the Bahamian man, they're born Bahamian, it really shouldn't matter where the children are born in terms of application applying or whether they're born here or born abroad. They both should have the same privilege.
And in the same circumstance, right?
Yeah, they should have the same. They should have the same if they're Bahamian. The hardest thing about it is we got the thing so twisted up and conflated that it doesn't matter where or how a woman have a child. You sure that's that woman's child. Whether she have it here, abroad, on the moon, you know that's her child. If it's anything, we should put a little bit of stipulations on the felon, because we ain't sure all them children we say is ours belong to us. But I hope she'd have the same the same privilege.
And that should just be the simplicity. I mean, like, let's just say across our laws that a Bahamian man and a Bahamian woman should have the same rights, period. If you want to fix all of these things, we could just add a clause in the Constitution that says, wherever in the laws of the Bahamas, including this Constitution, a Bahamian man and a Bahamian woman do not have the same rights, we hereby, by this provision, those same rights, period. And we're done. Right? Just in case we miss it and we... Just in case we didn't do it. Let's just make that amendment to the law and say, hereafter, any law of the Bahamas granting a right to Bahamian man or Bahamian woman that the other does not have, that right is now granted to the Bahamian man or Bahamian woman, period. And we're done. So when you go to court and the law, somebody reads the law that discriminates, you say, yeah, but the provision of the Constitution corrects that by saying that wherever such a discrimination exists, that discrimination is hereby unlawful. How about we do that? And we don't even have to then go do a citizenship one. Maybe later on we find out there's a liquor one, and then maybe later we find out there's a this one, marriage one. No, one provision in the Constitution eliminating discrimination on the basis of gender, boom, and you're done. We could do that. We could try that. But Juan, what you think? That's one line, and ain't a long sentence, you know. All discrimination, any provision in any law of the Bahamas is hereby unlawful. And we're done. On the basis of gender, I mean, on the basis of gender. Oh, boy. This text says, it needs to be level for both sexes. I have a relative who moved to the States, had a girl for an American. She has dual citizenship because at her birth, her parents were married. They eventually got married and had two other children, but they are not holders of dual citizenship as their first sibling. Yeah, that means, but they would have had to have the child when they were unmarried, not married, and had those children abroad. This text says, let me correct. I meant an unmarried foreign woman who got pregnant for a Bahamian man abroad, or so she says. Oh, my God. Or so she says. Citizenship was not automatic because DNA testing was not available back then, so the father of the baby could not be proven. Okay. Why did the referendum fail under both Christie and Ingram if it wasn't a lack of understanding? The premise was, if you don't understand, vote no to everything. Well, first of all, Christie didn't do a citizenship referendum. He did a gambling referendum. Okay? So I don't know what you mean by the referendum failed under both. A referendum failed under both, but not one referendum failed under both. So are you saying that people didn't understand the gambling referendum? Really? They understood it very well. That's why they vote no. It says, this text says, an unmarried man who is a citizen of the Bahamas, parents are Bahamians, who had a child born in the Bahamas with a Bahamian born woman, notice the difference, who took the citizenship of her grandparents, who are not Bahamian. Child had to apply for citizenship at 18. This was so unfair to my family member. Examples like these should be presented in future referendums. Yes, yes. Lots of unfairness. People take it lightly, but that heritage, by, you know, the ability to own that citizenship, is something people take very seriously. This text says, it seems like the framers of our citizenship laws were trying to protect our citizenship and ensure it was not being given willy-nilly. I can appreciate that. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. I'm sorry. That does not hold. That doesn't hold at all. So you're telling me that they were trying to protect our citizenship by saying that if you're a married woman, and you have a child with a foreign man in a foreign country, but that child can't be a Bahamian, But if you are an unmarried woman having a child with an unmarried, the man you didn't marry in for a foreign man, and you have a child in foreign, that child becomes a Bahamian citizen, and you're protecting our citizenship by that. Oh, man, there's no logic that could explain that to me. None whatsoever. Seriously? Are you serious? What's the likelihood of a woman being married, having a child, you're knowing that that child is hers? That child, it belongs to the husband, versus what you get in a situation where the person is unmarried. How in the world should those two situations produce two different results? Really? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Thank you for breaking the current laws down so simply. Honestly, this just proves how ridiculous these laws are, because every Bahamian should have the right to pass on their citizenship to their child. Also, once you are a Bahamian, you should have the same rights regardless of if you are a man or woman. These laws are extremely discriminatory, vexing, and have no place in 2022. That's the bottom line. We could run around all these scenarios talking about, listen, I am not going to judge our founders for incorporating these provisions in the law. They did what they had to do when they did it, etc. Okay? But if the Constitution should not be changed, it would not make provision for its change. Let me say that again. If the Constitution were not enlightened, it would not make a means by which it itself can be changed. But it does. It does and should be changed. Otherwise, it would not allow a provision to change itself. So we are now in 2022. And the question in 2022 for every soul, forget all of these excuse making, is simple. I have a daughter. Her name is Zaria. I have three sons, Shivago Jr., Jamal, and Xavier. And the question is simple for me. Do I believe that my daughter, who is a Bahamian, should have less rights than my sons under the law? That's the question. It doesn't matter what law it is. It doesn't matter if it's citizenship or gambling or it's inheriting land, etc. The question is, should my daughter have less rights as a Bahamian than my sons? And if you are a father or a mother and you could say yes to that question, then let's stop arguing. Taylor wrote the note. We're going to take our final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that...
Your child's future is full of super possibilities. So you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF educational investment account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Fidelity.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon in these remaining moments of the show. So I got a call off air by someone who wanted to point out something that I think is relevant to be pointed out, and I hinted at it earlier, is that now, the way it was put to me was that it's not a gender issue, but that's not true. It's not a gender issue alone, okay? Because the discrimination is in part men versus women, because men can transfer their kinship in ways women, Bahamian women can't. So that's a fact. But it is also true that married Bahamian men and women have different rights than married Bahamian men and unmarried Bahamian men and women. So that's true too. So you have discrimination on the basis of gender. You have discrimination on the basis of marriage, right? And so the idea is, let's get rid of all on them, because if you're Bahamian, you should have the same rights under the law, period. Whether you're a Bahamian man or woman, or you're married or unmarried, you should have the same rights in respect of certain things, especially citizenship. That's the point. So thank you for calling and helping us emphasize that point. This text says, Bahamian man not being able to pass on citizenship to children of foreign women he was not married to was to confront Bahamian women from sweetheart children. So the legend, nuances for sure, but they don't correct anything. And they don't create the justice and fairness that ought to be to have, because if a Bahamian woman could sweetheart and Bahamian man could sweetheart, all the same thing, right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, we have a caller. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you, Minister, for taking my call, Minister.
No problem, man.
Yeah, Papa, you're sorry for calling today.
Papa didn't tell you I called your name the other day and said I ain't hear from you in a long time?
But I listened to you. Yeah, no, I didn't hear that part. I was listening on Fridays. Yeah. I'd be wishing I could get my song in, but I must eat slunk and stuff like that.
You got to give me that 2 days in advance. I'll make sure that go in.
Yes, sir. I could try calling okay. More often, man.
What's
listen, I wanted to find out, Minister Lang, tell me something. people, a lot of people talking about this liberal people, the liberal movement, like plenty things them what for the last 20, 30 years, at least the new world, like they doing things differently than the people used to do back in the older days. And I was trying to figure out, right? We smart today too, right? And I don't know, we smarter than them people, them who have do the Constitution, right? I respect them, they're supposed to be smart people, right? Minister Lyon, just how you saying, my son shouldn't have more rights than my daughter. I agree that my son shouldn't have more rights. I think it should be equal. But there's a reason why them people don't do that. Minister Lyon,
Remember, like in there are things we in a cultural setting that may appear sound at the time. But times change. Do you know that there was a time when it was illegal to have a bar with a door facing Bay Street?
That's sad. But tell me something, it was never illegal that my son's supposed to have more rights than my daughter? I mean, you think that was the plan?
Whether it was the plan or not, that's what ended up being the case. And what ended up also being the case is that if you are married, you have less rights than if you're unmarried.
That's sad. But I can't believe smart people do that. Listen to me. Just how we can figure out what's all wrong, right? And it sounds bad, right? I know you ain't no lawyer, right? Like, right, to give you a case, and I tell you, man, justify that, man. Tell me the logical in that,
I can
man.
Even if they were scared,
thinking someone could take over the country, it's got to be a reason. Chihuahua, I ain't going to listen because I can hear you better off the phone.
Okay, my friend. Okay. They have all kind of speculations. We'd have to go and ask the framers of the law why they did it. But I can tell you one thing. There's no justification for it today. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lyon. Good news. Good show as usual. This prejudice against Bayland needs to be corrected. How can a Bahamian woman carrying a child for 9 months cannot pass a citizenship onto a child? These laws leave much to be desired and needs to be corrected. I don't know what the noise is all about. The questions some people ask, you wonder where they live or what they have been listening to. We don't need no referendum to adjust some of these laws. Too many people are suffering because they don't have citizenship. They don't belong to any country. It is sad. They cannot open a bank account, definitely cannot travel. The wrongs need to be corrected. I know of a few cases and it is a sad situation. Okay. This text says, these Bahamian laws are ridiculous. Wherever you were born should make you a citizen of the country. To my knowledge, Bahamian expectant mothers still run off the USA to make American babies. They do. Some of them, not all of them. Some of them do. This text says, there were two referenda under the Christie administration, one on gambling and 2016 on gender equality. Really? Okay. All right. I stand to be corrected. I don't know anything about it, but if you think so, it might well be. Says, good day. Did Mr. Christie referendum or a referendum, an opinion poll? I'm the his first referendum of four questions dealt with citizenship. You might be right. Maybe I forgot it. And then you're right. Bahamian says, so the two times he didn't understand, if that's true. Two times. We weren't bright enough to understand the questions. Shivaba, I never want my son to have a right that my daughter does not have. You would be surprised to know that there were women with daughters who opposed the referendum. Of course, lots and lots. This text says the call is correct. The framers did it that way for a reason. Everything is done for a reason, but that doesn't mean that, listen, man, you think that when they pass the law, that black people could be owned as chattel. That there wasn't a reason for that? Really? You think there wasn't a reason for it? Of course. Just because you have a reason for something doesn't mean the reason is justified. You can find a reason for everything. So because they had a reason, discriminate against married Bahamian women and unmarried Bahamian women, that's okay. Because they had a reason to discriminate between Bahamian men. But guess who's trying to change it today? Bahamians are trying to change it today. So what? Selendon Doze never claimed to be perfect, never claimed to be immutable in their wisdom. So what's the point that they had a reason? Of course they had a reason. We are the reason for all kind of dumb laws, all kind of laws we passed that we have changed since then. Right? We have a reason for everything. Doesn't make the reason sound or makes the reason continuing to be sound. That's the question. Because you live in a dynamic world, in a dynamic society. And where change is required, you make the change. Wasn't the law one time that playing numbers was illegal? Wasn't there a reason for that? Doesn't the law say you can't go in the casino and gamble where the foreigner could go? There is a reason for that. Does that mean the reason should still prevail? You're listening to Z Live. You have been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow. God spares life. You all have a great evening.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.